it's a big show. Oh, it's a big band show tonight.
Biggest show coming to town this week, brought to us by the Granada Theater. Go to GranadaTheater.com to check out their listings for the week. We've got five shows coming to town this week that we think are the biggest. We'll run through the list and then we'll vote. All right, it is a very, very big week around here. I think this is going to be a tough vote. Candidate number one, biggest show coming to town, Thursday night at the American Airlines Center. Big night for George. New Kids on the Block.
Not bad. They had some good songs.
They are now grandparents. And look at George standing up and dancing.
Yeah.
Spanking his own
ace. That's a good
one. Step by step.
Also on the bill, TLC and Nelly.
Nelly?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Not crappy.
So he's opening for New Kids on the Block.
Yep.
Hmm.
This will suck.
Thank you, Danny. Oh,
that's a great drop.
You know, I got to tell you, I didn't know they were still together.
Living. Oh.
Well, I knew they were living. I assumed that they were.
All right, so in the band right now, Jonathan Knight, Jordan Knight, Joey McIntyre, Donnie Wahlberg, and Danny Wood.
Okay. I guess that's original members.
This is a money grab.
They suck.
They got together like 3 years ago and did this tour, and every housewife went to see it.
Yeah, is that what the crowd will be made up of?
Yes.
Primarily?
Which, you know.
Yes.
Nothing wrong with that at this time.
You know. What?
At this time?
What do you
time?
Mean at this time?
This time. Time. At a time.
I guess at this time in my life where nothing but a bunch of 30s broads, that's okay.
Mm-hmm. No. Don't call them broads.
That's all right.
So are they still churning out music or are
no,
they just
I don't
playing
think
the
so.
Hits?
I think they're just playing their hits, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wait, they did do a new CD in 2007.
Yeah, way to go, George.
Okay, well, it's not exactly 2000.
Yeah, it's almost 10 years ago.
Well, Wahlberg has a day job. He's in that CBS show Blue Bloods with Tom Selleck.
Donnie Wahlberg is? You watch that?
I do, yes.
Okay.
It's very good. It's been on for like 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are they brothers, Mark Wahlberg and Donnie?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Say hello to your mother for me.
By the way, who was it that I recently identified as sounding like Mark Wahlberg?
Fernando.
No.
Oh.
I wish.
Somebody famous.
We basketball just, coach?
Maybe it was a basketball coach. It was last week. He was in the news a lot. I'll think of it in a moment.
Sports?
All right, Canada 2, biggest show coming to town this week.
Mm-hmm.
Friday night at the JEXA Energy Pavilion, Dave Matthews Band.
All right.
You've got your bow, you've got your kiln.
This band, for whatever reason, tees up each one of my testicles and takes a driver to each.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan, but I think he's got some good songs.
It's a good live show.
Yeah, I bet it is.
It is.
I think he's greatness. I'm just, I don't necessarily get all of his stuff, but I think he's got greatness to him. That's a reduction that Gordon's doing right now. He doesn't have a bail that bad.
Yes, he does.
This sucks, 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 this sucks.
No, it doesn't. It's not bad.
Sucks, this sucks.
Let's see, last album was 2012. Did very well. Hit number one on the charts.
Oh, God. It'll never get that high on the charts. Listen to this. Turn it up.
Quit affecting me.
I told you.
You're affecting me.
U-F-O-U, T-C-U, S-M-U, Doctor Who. Does have a weird voice. It's unique.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely identifiable, but it's weird.
And it has the quality of suck.
It's one of those bands that's never had a big hit single on the charts.
On the what?
they've had a lot of singles chart, but...
You're saying chart in a weird way.
Nothing ever higher than number 18, but yet they have a massive following.
Mm-hmm. Is it just a bunch of stoner frat bro douches that like him?
I think so, but I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
All right, Candidate 3, biggest show coming to town Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Gallatin Park in Richardson. It's the Wildflower Festival featuring Kansas 38 Special, Pat Benatar, Blue October,
oh my gosh,
The Smithereens, and Wynonna.
Ooh, Smithereens and Blue October, I'm into that. I went to this last year. This is a mammoth festival.
Yes.
And it's over acres and acres of that corporate area there in Richardson. And it's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great festival.
All these festivals are encountering something they normally don't have to deal with in Texas in May, and that is lots and lots of rain.
Yeah, no.
Like they had to move Homegrown inside the bomb factory last Saturday.
They got a lot of concrete out there in that area, so that should help them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there are some grassy areas.
Always makes me uncomfortable when I see bands playing in the rain. I think they're all about to be electrocuted. There's just
Let's
so many power cords and equipment up there.
Yeah, it's a little nervous. You have any Blue October in there? I like those dudes.
Hope not.
Of all of these bands, are they the one you'd be most interested in?
Yes. Or Smithereens.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Danny? We're about to have it out right now.
What about
it's
Wynonna?
Not Danny, it's
didn't
Charlie.
You and Wynonna have an interfacing?
We did.
Yeah,
she was very nice.
I thought you called her heavy or something like that. She got mad at you.
Of course, I would not do that.
Was it uncomfortable?
No, she was very nice.
You described her as a plus sized woman to her face.
I did not.
No wonder she
I've
got
never said one word.
Why
about
would
her
he
weight.
Do that upon meeting her?
The biggest jerk
yeah,
I know.
He said, yeah, you, no, he did, and he tried to disguise it as a compliment.
You try
know?
To classify.
I've always enjoyed
like
plus sized women. Nice to meet you.
I did not. You classify people like that. I do not. She's a woman to me.
Sorry. Ugh.
All right, candidate number 4. Biggest show coming to...
Oh, there's Blue October. Okay. They're awesome. Support them. Sell it all out. They have a good fiddle player, too. So is Dave Matthews.
Too bad they suck. So like these this. Are two different guys yeah. singing?
That may have been a double of his voice on the album. But I've heard it live, and it seems like he has a backup singer. Yeah,
he sounds like Butt.
Shut up, Danny.
It's Charlie.
Candidate 4, biggest show coming to town this week. Saturday at AT&T Stadium, the Death Star.
This is going to be big.
Kenny Chesney.
Oh.
Also on the bill, Jason Aldean.
Oh.
This is so great.
This sucks. 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 This sucks.
He has a lot of fans. He's very successful, and
the Bird Dogs are warring with him.
Yep. We should feel good about him coming to town. He's a big Tennessee fan. Seen him on game day before picking games.
That's not jealous, George is.
What's his deal?
I don't know what his deal is. A little suspicious, I guess.
What does that mean?
What do you mean by that?
I just thought the grounds of his divorce were a little suspicious.
But,
what does that mean?
That he was
gay.
Said
no harm.
Well, she didn't say that. She just said he was a
didn't she
fraud.
Post
deceptive
fraud
yeah.
is what she listed.
Yeah.
Didn't she post a picture of him? On like her Twitter or something with the word fraud written on his cowboy hat?
I think so.
Was that a P1 sent me that after her story of calling him a fraud?
This is Renee Zellweger that we're talking about.
It'll take its own Renee Zellweger because she's from Texas.
So in terms of the most popular male country artists today, is
me
he
is number one.
Is he top two, top three,
oh, yeah.
top,
top
five,
three.
Or
yeah,
is he
absolutely.
Number one?
Yeah, no, he's top three, and you can make a case for him being number one over the last decade. He's got a ton of hits, ton of money. And, yeah, he headlines a show at the AT&T Stadium.
Yep.
Jason Aldean's huge right now, and he's opening for Kenny Chesney.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's a big one. And finally, Candidate 5, biggest show coming to town this week, Monday night at the American Airlines Center, Rush. Always like this song.
Yeah, this is probably my favorite of the ones I've heard.
It's got a great groove to it.
I never really got it, but I recognize their greatness. Mm-hmm. Not my necessarily a cup of tea, but I never get, especially when they late 70s, early 80s. Man, I had friends who were huge Rush fans.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd sit and listen to their album and then just, yeah. I'm hearing it, but I'm not getting it. Instrumentation, unbelievable.
Yep.
You think they're guilty of overplay?
Yes.
Yes.
I think they know that they're musical geniuses, but they try too hard to show it by overplaying.
It just never really grabbed me, but, you know, more power to them. And I've heard the live show's awesome. I got a friend now who's a big Rush fan.
Do you know
that, believe he's going on Monday.
You know that Ribby was their original lead singer?
I believe it.
couldn't you hear him singing this stuff?
Yeah. Maybe Monday, Ribby will have a Rush preview for us.
Mm. Good, we got our Monday bit figured out.
All right, let's vote.
Make a show coming to town this week. They went from Ribby to Getty. All right, candidate number one, Thursday at the American Airlines Center, New Kids on the Block. Candidate two, Friday at JEXA, Dave Matthews Band. Candidate three, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Gallatin Park and Richardson Wildflower Festival featuring Kansas, Pat Benatar, Blue October, The Smithereens, and Winona. Candidate four, Saturday at AT&T Stadium, Kenny Chesney, or candidate five, Monday at the AAC, Rush, George.
Kenny Chesney.
Gordo.
I take the field.
Can't do that.
Wildflower.
Okay. Sean.
Sadly, it's Kenny Chesney.
Sadly. voting for Jer, we have Cray Tray.
I'll take that wildflower.
All right, Fernando.
Kenny Chesney.
Yeah, I like Rush, and I'm partial to Wildflower because they've been advertising here on the station, but I think I agree with Sean. Sadly, it's Kenny Chesney, biggest show, 4-2.
Sadly.
Saturday at AT&T Stadium. That's the biggest show.